Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents...
Curtain Time!
Makers of Milky Way candy bars welcome you to Curtain Time. In spite of April showers, there's another full house tonight. And here in the jam-packed lobby is the well-known man about town, always seen at opening nights, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what kind of a play do we have tonight?
It's a very amusing comedy romance, John. Oh, but there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, it's almost time for the lights to be dim, so let's glance through the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Milky Way Players, are starred tonight in Reluctant Hero. Mr. Elders plays the part of Johnny Bronson, and Miss Sargent is cast as Ruth Noble.
Curtain time!
Well, there's the call for the first act of Reluctant Hero.
Curtain time!
The scene is a plain, rather nondescript office of Johnny Bronson, city engineer of the town of Noblesville. Johnny is absorbed in work when the door opens.
Hiya, Johnny. Busy?
Oh, hello, Sam. Come on in.
It's a pleasure.
What's on your mind, Sam? I thought newspapermen slept until noon. Did they get wise and tie the can, do you?
Look, Angel Child, I'm out on a story.
Well, and what are you doing here?
I said I'm out on a story.
Oh, I get it. You want some statistics on, say, the per capita cost of laying water mains, and you thought that maybe...
Will you forget that you're city engineer for half a minute?
How can I? It's my job.
Look, I want some news from you, Johnny. Not a whole flock of figures showing how you waste the taxpayers' dough.
I'll let that pass. After all, we were in the Army together, and, well, old buddies should sort
Look, Captain, don't remind me of the fact that I was,
A corporal?
Corporal? Johnny, old kid, when I dropped that olive drab suit in the ash can, Uncle Sam told me I was a free man. And that means that I can say what I've got on my mind.
Well, it shouldn't take long.
Did you read the morning paper?
You know I can't stand to read your stuff, Sam.
You mean you can't read? That's why they made you a captain.
Well, okay, somebody's got to be captain.
Well, now that that's settled, do you know that a train pulled into Noblesville at 10:45 tonight?
Sure, a transcontinental. It does every night.
Correct, except that last night, who should step off that train but a dame named Ruth Noble?
Ruth Noble?
The same, and it's a long time since she's been seen in these parts.
That's right. Yeah, but I thought she was in New York, Sam.
She was.
Oh, gee, Sam, I haven't seen Ruth since we both graduated from high school. How is she?
How is she? Well, you see her.
No kidding?
Brother, that biscuit is a combination of the best features of Hedy Lamarr, Lana Turner, and the Goldwyn girls.
Well, you seem impressed.
And why not? After all, Ruth Noble, daughter of His Honor the Mayor, and great-granddaughter of the founder of Noblesville, the garden spot of America, doesn't drop in on this town every day.
Oh, that's right.
What's more, the little lady's also worth a cool $1,000,000.
Oh, I've heard. Didn't her great-grandfather leave it to her?
That he did. And you know, Johnny, old Cyrus Noble had the right idea.
You don't say.
I do. He comes out here, builds himself a pickle factory, names the town after himself, and dies worth $1,000,000 smackaroos. Captain, I think I'll start a pickle factory.
It's a great idea, Sam. That sour puss of yours on the label would be a natural.
Okay, it's my turn to pass. But look, last night I went up to see Ruth, and did I get a story.
What's she going to do, marry a Grand Duke?
It's all in the morning paper, son. Just get somebody to read it to you.
Sam, you're a sweet character.
Now, look, Johnny, now I want a story from you.
I don't get it.
Well, to tell the truth, I don't either.
Come on, Corporal. You're wasting my time.
Now, here's the pitch. Ruth is figuring on building a war memorial here in town.
A war memorial?
Yeah, so that everybody will remember what you and I are trying to forget.
Well, what's it going to be?
A statue in City Square.
Oh, nuts. This town needs lots of things, but that's not one of them.
On that we agree. But ask me some more. Go on, ask me.
Sorry, Sam, I'm not interested. If people can't think of better ways of spending their money than to...
Ask me, Johnny. Is it to be a statue of Eisenhower or Marshall or just plain G.I. Joe? Is it?
Well, is it?
No. Now ask me some more.
Oh, look, Sam, look.
All right, I'll tell you. It's to be a statue of a local boy.
Oh?
She's decided the town should pay tribute to its most famous war hero, to the only guy from Noblesville who won the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Now, wait a minute.
That's right, Captain. You're elected.
Let me see that paper.
It's right on page one.
Yes, I see it.
You know, Johnny, I've been wondering how I'd look in front.
Yeah, the war memorial will consist of a 20-foot statue of John D. Bronson, who won the Congressional Medal of Honor for heroism during the Battle of the Bulge.
You see what you get for sticking your neck out?
It'll be erected, Miss Noble said, in City Square as soon as Rudolph Menzies, New York sculptor, completes... Well, of all the crops.
Easy, Captain.
Sam, this is fantastic.
No, it's not. Why, someday I'll show that statue to my grandkids. That was my captain, I'll tell
you. Oh, cut it out, will you? This is stupid.
It is. I thought you'd like it.
Why should she put up a statue of me? Why not you?
Well, you got something there.
Or 100 other guys. And what about the fellas that didn't come back?
But, Johnny, you're the only character in town that won the Medal of Honor.
Okay. But if she wants a war memorial, why doesn't she build something useful?
A bird bath, maybe?
No, something people can enjoy.
Well, people like to look at statues.
Sure, and pigeons like to roost on them. What's the matter with her, anyway?
Well, don't ask me, ask her.
That's just what I intend to do.
Huh? When?
Right now.
Well, that's great, Johnny. Come on, we'll go see her.
I'm going alone, Sam.
Oh, gee, Johnny,
Some of the things I'm going to tell Ruth Noble might be a little too much for your midget brain.
Did you say...
But I'll tell you this much. There won't be a statue of me in City Square. No, sir. Of all the dumb ideas. If she wants to put up a statue, why doesn't she put up one of great-grandpa the Pickle King? Or maybe just a statue of a pickle would be...
Well, Johnny, hello.
Hello, Ruth. I want to speak to you.
Well, of course. Won't you come in?
Thanks.
Oh, dear me, you really haven't changed much since...
Ruth, I want to know what this is all about.
I beg your pardon. And, won't you sit down?
Yes, but...
Oh, what did you say you wanted to know about Johnny?
About this statue.
Oh, you mean the war memorial? Don't you think it's a wonderful idea?
I think that...
That's just what everybody's been saying. People have been phoning all morning, Johnny. They think it's the most wonderful way...
Ruth, I don't care what people are saying.
You don't?
No.
I thought you'd like the idea.
I do not. It's a lousy idea.
Now, see here, John Bronson. It's a beautiful idea. It's a fitting tribute to the men who served their country.
Ruth, you're 25 years behind the times.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you that people like statues. Statues make them think.
Oh, come. Why don't you build a park or an auditorium or a zoo?
Because this town needs a statue, and I want a statue.
Look, Ruth, if you want some publicity, burn down the house or give the pickle factory away, but keep me out of it.
Are you sure you just aren't afraid that you'll have to make a few speeches if this statue is erected?
Well, maybe I am. I don't like speeches, especially the ones I make.
Oh, so that's it. A man crawls across 200 yards of enemy territory, raked by machine gun fire.
Please,
he's wounded
you...
3 times, but keeps going long enough to blow up 2 pillboxes single-handed, and he's afraid to make a speech.
Ruth, I...
Oh, Johnny, you should be ashamed of yourself.
If you want to spend your money, why don't you buy a yacht or found a home for broken-down pickle salesmen?
No, Johnny. I'm going to buy a statue.
All right. But it's not going to be a statue of me.
Oh, yes, it is. We can get a picture of you from the War Department showing you in uniform.
Okay. Go ahead with your cute little idea. But just wait and see what happens when it hits the City Commission.
The City Commission has nothing to do with
that. Except that you have to get a permit from the Commission before you can put up a statue in City Square.
Oh, no, I don't. Not in this case.
What makes this case different?
The fact that my great-grandfather gave that property to the city and that there was a string attached.
Well, that still doesn't mean...
According to the terms of the gift, great-grandfather's descendants have the right to improve that property in any way they see fit.
Oh, I see.
And there's one more thing.
Just one?
The statue has to be approved by only one city official, and he's...
Your father?
Yes, Johnny, my father. He's the mayor, remember?
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Annette Sargent with the Milky Way Players. And now, John Weigel.
When you have been working hard at the office, at school, at home, or in the garden, you appreciate more than ever the delightful relaxation and enjoyment found in the taste of a Milky Way candy bar. You begin to enjoy a Milky Way the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and recognize that enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate. Then, with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. Altogether, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, and soft nougat combine to give you that rare taste blend you will find only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Call for the second act of Reluctant Hero, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. When Johnny Bronson, city engineer of Noblesville and the town's only winner of the Congressional Medal of Honor, learned that Ruth Noble wanted to erect a statue of him, well, he jumped sky high. Now, after a stormy session with a rich young woman, he calls on her father, the mayor, in the latter's office.
Sorry I had to keep you waiting, Johnny.
Oh, that's okay, Your Honor.
Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Well, young man, I understand you're doing a great job.
Well, thanks. But the reason I came here...
The war memorial?
Yes.
I thought so.
Your daughter has the rather odd notion that Noblesville needs a statue of me.
Well, you know how Ruth is once she's made up her mind.
Your Honor, if I may say so, Ruth is way off the beam. That is, I mean...
That's all right, Johnny. I know what you mean. And I agree.
Gee, that's swell.
I agree, but, well, Ruth's convinced herself that the town wants this statue, and she's determined the town's going to have it.
But isn't there anything you can do?
Oh, I could veto the proposition, but I don't have a good reason for doing it.
Oh, dandy.
Oh, Johnny, I've tried to tell Ruth that the whole thing's a waste of time and money, but it doesn't do any good to talk to that girl.
Well, then, I guess that's that.
You know, if there were only some way of teaching her a lesson.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Johnny, I've got it.
You have? What?
I know how to clear this thing up and still stick to the letter of the law.
Well, gee, let's have it.
Johnny, you're a city engineer.
Yes?
And in that capacity, you have certain official duties and responsibilities.
Well, that's right.
You're responsible, for instance, for the placement of traffic lights, stop signs, and all that sort of thing.
Well, sure.
Now, listen carefully, young man. It's true that Cyrus Noble made a provision in his will which gives his descendants the right to build anything they want to in City Square.
Yes, Ruth pointed that out very clearly.
I'm sure she did. But there's one thing she doesn't know.
What?
She doesn't know that the City Commission has the right to block any proposal if it conflicts with any plans for civic improvement.
Well, that's true.
Johnny, there's only one place there's still room for this statue in City Square. At the south end, right where the big oak tree now stands.
Hey, that's right. We planned on cutting it down.
Hold on. There's just a chance that I don't want to know what you intended to do.
Well, sure.
Think it over, my boy. Think it over. Then do whatever's right in the light of your official responsibilities, of course.
Your Honor, all of a sudden I'm just filthy with official responsibilities.
Yeah, well, that's fine. And, Johnny, the City Commission meets this afternoon.
Oh, it does?
Yes. And, well, if you should happen to have any business you'd like to take up with the Commission, I'd suggest you be there at 2 o'clock.
Your Honor, I'll be there waiting for them before 2 o'clock.
Pardon me, Mr. Bronson, but may I see you for a moment?
Why, Ruth, of course.
Thank you.
Well, what brings you all the way down here so early in the morning?
Because of what you did yesterday at the commission meeting.
Oh, Ruth,
I think you're the meanest, vilest, most contemptible man I ever met.
Not so loud, Ruth. There are other people...
I don't care. I want to know why you did it.
Why I did what?
Now, please don't pretend to be so innocent.
But
you know as well as I do that a statue can't possibly interfere with those stupid old traffic lights.
Well, the commission seems to think it will.
They didn't think so until you told them.
Why, Ruth.
Then you had to go to Sam Welly and give him the whole story. And there it is, all over the front page.
Well, it's Sam's job to report the news.
And what's your job, Mr. John D. Bronson? Interfering with other people's business?
Yes, when it interferes with the city's business.
Oh, honestly.
Ruth. There's no room for a statue in City Square.
There is, too, on the south end.
And what about the old oak tree?
It could be cut down.
It could be, and it's going to be. But not to make room for a statue.
What do you mean?
I mean that the city's installing an overhead traffic signal there, and the tree has to be cut down so that there will be a clear view of the signal. Now, do you understand?
The only thing I understand, Mr. Bronson, is that you're deliberately trying to keep me from building a war memorial.
Look, Ruth.
By the way, how did you find out about that clause in my great-grandfather's will?
How did I find out?
Yes, and give the commission the right to act like a bunch of petty dictators.
Well, why, there's a transcript of the will on file at the courthouse.
So, just as I thought, you're not an engineer.
I'm not?
No, you're just a snooper.
Well, thanks for the kind words.
Johnny Bronson, you haven't heard the last of this.
Just the same, the decision is final. It won't do you any good to go to the commission.
That's not what I had in mind.
You didn't?
If I can't have that statue erected in City Square, I'll have it put up someplace else.
Oh, no, Ruth.
And it won't be on city property either.
But there isn't another place in town where you can put it up.
Oh, yes, there is. But you're not going to find out about it.
Now, look, Ruth, can't...
And there's just one more thing. The statue is going to be a little different from the way it was originally planned.
It is?
It's going to have horns and a tail. I'd hate to have people think that Johnny Bronson is human.
How's that for a lousy break? She comes in here, blows her top, and little Sam misses the whole show.
Oh, sure. You have all the bad luck.
What else she say, Johnny?
Nothing. Except for some personal remarks about my character.
Uh-huh. So the dame says if I can't put it here, I'll put it there.
You think it's funny.
I'm sorry, Captain, but I sure do. And hey, maybe I'll knock out a feature story about it.
You do, and...
I'll call it The Reluctant Hero or The G.I. Who Wanted to Be Alone.
That's a great little sense of humor you've got, Chum.
I still think it's funny. But what do you think she figures on putting up that statue on the front lawn?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, you can't do anything until you find out.
But that won't do any good, Sam.
It won't?
The minute we try to stop her, she'll find another place.
Say, maybe you're right.
What we need is a new approach.
Such as?
Sam, what was the most important thing you learned in the Army?
That I should have stayed at home.
Look, lay off, will you? I'm not kidding. What was the first thing you learned to do when you found out that your outfit couldn't move forward?
Well, Captain, I was just a little old corporal, but it seems to me that we always looked for a soft spot.
Right. We'd look for a place where the going wasn't so rugged. Maybe we'd circle around.
And it sure would be fun circling around Ruth with both arms.
Now, look, I told you I wasn't kidding.
Well, who's kidding?
Sam. Do you think that Ruth really wants to do something for the veterans of Noblesville?
Well, I guess so, except that she's going about it the wrong way.
And that's the soft spot we're looking for.
Yeah?
She really wants to build a war memorial, Sam. The only question is, what kind? So isn't it logical to suppose she might change her mind if we can prove she's wrong?
Now, don't look at me. I'm not the guy to talk to a dame like that about anything.
Talking won't do any good. We've got to prove we're right.
Oh, sure.
Sam, let's make a survey of the veterans. Let's find out what they think about a statue.
You mean go out and interview them?
Yes. If we can prove that the vets are against this thing, then Ruth will have to change her mind.
Well, it sounds good, but who makes this survey? Us?
No. It's got to be done by some organization that's absolutely impartial.
That's right. If we did it ourselves, it might look phony.
Look, Sam, that advertising agency here in town has a research department.
Well, sure, I know those guys.
Swell. You can talk them into doing this job.
Now, wait a minute.
It won't even take a whole day, Sam.
Look, do you know how many vets there are in Noblesville?
Oh, about 500. But only a certain percentage of them have to be interviewed.
Well.
That's what they call a sampling. It's just as good as interviewing a whole bunch.
Well, okay, let's get going.
Hold on, Sam. The first thing we have to do is to write out some questions. Then we'll go over to the advertising agency. And after tomorrow...
After tomorrow, we'll know the right answer to our little problem. That is, I hope it's the right answer.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Honey Elders and Nanette Sargent with the Milky Way players, here is John Weigel.
One treat that all of us enjoy, no matter where we are or what we are doing, is the taste treat of fine candy, especially candy of the high quality for which Milky Way candy bars have long been known. Every bite of a Milky Way is luscious. From the moment you first taste that thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk, all melt together to make each enjoyable mouthful a thrilling treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
musical for the third act of Reluctant Hero, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. Johnny Bronson, Medal of Honor winner, blocked Ruth Noble's attempt to erect a statue of him in City Square. She still, however, plans to put up the war memorial on private property. But Johnny got the idea of interviewing the town's veterans to find out what they think of Ruth's project. Now, the next day, Johnny rushes into the newspaper office where Sam Welby is busy at his typewriter.
Okay, Sam, break it up.
Say, what? Oh, it's you.
Yes, sir, and here's all the dope signed, sealed, and delivered.
You mean the survey's done already?
Look, sonny boy, that stack of papers isn't the Gettysburg Address.
Well, then, come on and give. You don't expect me to wade through all those interviews, do you?
Here, take a look at this, Sam.
What's that?
It's a report that shows the percentage of those that said yes or no to each question.
Well, now...
There. There's the figure you're looking for.
Holy smoke! Only 1.3 were in favor of a statue.
And look at this. 92.6 were in favor of having a new public park as a war memorial.
Well, what do you know? Hey, what about the rest of those monkeys? What do they want?
6.1 just said, huh, and looked dumb.
Oh.
But do you know why the majority want a new public park, Sam?
I can guess.
Because there's never been a decent park in this town where kids can play.
Well, that's right. This town does need a park.
I'll say it does. And the vets we interviewed remember that they never had a decent place to play.
And they figured they'd like to have something better for their own kids.
That's it.
Well, when do we spring this on little Ruthie? Tomorrow?
Oh, sir, right now.
Swell.
Miss Noble may not know it, but she's right on the verge of having company. Come on, Sam.
I'm right with you, Captain. I wouldn't miss this for $1,000,000.
Well, Sam, this is it.
Yeah, and before you punch that doorbell, I'd like to make a statement.
Okay.
If anything happens to me, Johnny, you're responsible.
Oh, but this is your big chance.
Just the same, I'll haunt you if you don't take care of my poor old mother.
You won't feel that way in the morning. Not when you see those big headlines on your story.
If I live long enough to write a story.
Don't be silly.
Yeah, but this noble dame's atomic.
Well, that doesn't mean that you...
Well, Johnny, hello.
Hello, Your Honor.
Hiya, Mr. Mayor.
Come in, both of you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure, I hope.
Well, now, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
Is Ruth at home, Your Honor?
Yes. Of course, she's pretty angry about what happened.
Yeah, we figured she would be.
But we'd still like to see her.
Very well, I'll call her. Oh, Ruth.
Yes,
sir? There's someone here to see you.
Oh, why didn't you tell me?
What I want to know is why you did.
I heard the doorbell ring, but I thought it would be for you, and... Well, now, if it isn't Mr. Bronson and Mr. Welding.
Hello, Ruth.
Hi.
Well, I'll just leave you young folks alone.
Don't go, Dan.
Well,
I'm sure that if this were anything private, Mr. Welby wouldn't be along.
You see, Johnny, right away she...
In case you don't know about it, Dad, Mr. Welby is the poor man's Walter Winchell.
Oh.
Well, Mr. Bronson, I'm sure this isn't a social call.
No, not exactly. Sam and I came here, Ruth, because we have a report we want you to read.
Oh?
Here, go ahead and read it.
Thank you, I will.
What kind of a report is this, Johnny?
Well, sir, we made a survey of the veterans here in town.
Yes?
We wanted to find out what they thought of this idea of a war memorial.
And these papers here are the interviews.
And just what did you find out?
That 92.6 of the war veterans in this town think we need a new park.
And that only 1.3 think we need a statue in City Square.
The rest don't know nothing.
Yeah, well. Well, now, they want a park, do they? Well, that's fine.
Ruth, after looking at that report, do you still insist on going ahead and putting up that fool statue?
Why, Johnny, you look so angry.
Huh?
They've done it, Ruth. They've done it.
Hey, what's the gag?
Yeah, what's so funny?
Dad, Johnny thought I was going to put up a statue of him.
Look, I don't get what this is all about.
Well, Johnny, Ruth and I planned this whole thing.
And it's worked out perfectly.
Hey, Captain, is this a rib?
Will you please tell me what it is you planned?
Tell him, Dad.
Well, it all started a few weeks ago when I found out that the Noblesville Businessmen's Association had decided to put up a statue.
Boy, this is deep stuff.
Well, I was against it, but I felt I couldn't do anything.
For political reasons, of course.
Yeah, there are some pretty influential cookies in that bunch.
But where do I come in?
After me.
Gee, I'm all confused.
You're confused? What do you think I am?
But it's really quite simple. You see, I wrote to Ruth in New York.
And I came home and announced that I was putting up a statue of you, Johnny.
But I... Well, don't you see? I knew you wouldn't stand for it.
You knew I wouldn't stand for it.
Of course. Dad was positive you'd try to stop me.
And I helped things along by showing you how you could do it.
Well, I'll be darned.
It was just a roundabout way, Johnny, of telling the Businessmen's Association that they couldn't put up a statue in City Square.
Gosh, and now they'll never know why.
Well, as long as that statue doesn't go up, I don't care.
Oh, but Johnny, this survey you've made is wonderful. If Sam runs a story about it in the paper, the Businessmen's Association will take the hint.
And bingo, we got a new park.
That's the idea.
Hey, but look, Mr. Mayor, how'd you know Johnny would get this survey made?
Why, I didn't.
But he did know that he'd get the opinion of the veterans one way or another.
If we got him mad enough.
And you did.
But, Johnny, that was my job. That's why I said all those nasty things when I went to your office.
Well, you ought to be satisfied. It worked.
Now, Sam, about that story.
Anything you say, Mr. Mayor.
Well, then, let's go into my study and get to work.
Yes, sir. I'm right behind you.
Johnny.
Yes, Ruth?
Still angry?
Of course not. I appreciate all you've done.
Oh, I'm glad. I was afraid.
I'm the one who should apologize, Ruth. Talking the way I did when I came here to see you.
It was my first day home from New York, too. Not much of a welcome, was it?
Well, next time, maybe I'll act a little more civilized.
Well, just don't greet me in a tone of voice that says you're my old school teacher and I've been a naughty girl.
Okay. I'll say, good morning, Miss Noble. It's good to see you back.
Oh, that's very formal.
Well, I suppose I can just say hello.
Anybody can do that, John.
Then maybe I'll...
Oh, please do. Oh, Johnny, that's the very best kind of welcome.
Ruth, darling, tell me, are you going back to New York right away?
Oh, no. You see, well, there's a friend of mine here in town. Maybe you know him. He's a city engineer. And the way things look now, he's going to take up a lot of my time.
You really think he will?
Well, do you?
Do I? Darling, I'm absolutely sure of it.
Curtain falls on the last act of Reluctant Hero, another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Milky Way Candy Bar. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders as Johnny Bronson and Annette Sargent as Ruth Noble. The supporting players were George Caesar and Sidney Elstrom, and the script was written by Roger Vornholtz. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. And now, our Curtain Time stars with a word about next week's play.
Next week, Pat, I'm a movie star who visits her old hometown.
And I'm the boyfriend who used to buy her chocolate sodas, Pat.
And you meet again?
That's right. And a lot of things happen in this play called Hometown Girl.
Well, thanks for the advance information. And good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night.
Good night, Pat.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Milky Way Candy Bars present...
Good Time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Chicago, WMAQ.